Day 38, no shortcuts.
Starting?
Yeah.
Good evening. Today's shiur is about drumming. Drumming with your hands or with fork and knife on the table on Shabbos. Clapping on Shabbos and dancing on Shabbos. So, bit of a controversial subject. We know Lamaisa, the Chassidim are very makel when it comes to clapping and dancing on Shabbos. And the literature, Yeshivish Olam, are very makbet. Only to clap with the shinoi or these sort of things. What's the chiluk? Why are they makel? Why are they machmeh? We'll start off with the beginning, right at the beginning of the sugya, work our way through the sugya to understand all the protodinim about this inyan. Now, since creating an instrument on Shabbos, building an instrument on Shabbos, is the malach of makabe patish, and chazal wa goyze, a person shouldn't do things which can bring to making an instrument on Shabbos. So one of the things chazal wa goyze on Shabbos is hashmas koil. A person should make noise, not with his mouth. The mouth of a person can talk, shout, sing, and even whistle, which is more of an instrument type of sound. A person's allowed to whistle on Shabbos. There's no issue to whistle on Shabbos. But any Ashma's koil, which comes from any type of keli, even non-instrument, Chazal Asad, Gzera, a person's going to come on to Shema Yisakin Kli. A person's going to Yisakin Kli Shir, is going to make Kli Shir on Shabbos. Now, how far does the Issa go? What sort of noises are you allowed? What sort of noises are not allowed to make? So it's an interesting story in the Gemara in Erevin. Ulla, the Amora Ulla, came to Reb Menashe. He came to Reb Menashe for Shabbos. And whilst he was by Reb Menashe for Shabbos, someone knocked on the door. So Ulla said, who's that person who's being Mechal Shabbos? He didn't mean Mechal Shabbos. I mean the Issa Darabonon of knocking. He's being Mechal Shabbos. So Rava was in the area, and Rava said to him, Ulla, the gzera of Chazal is only a koil shel shir, the musical sound, the pleasant sound.
Is he knocked with a tune?
Knocking with a tune. So it seemed like it was a simple knock on the door, and Ulla said, no, it's Chil Shabbos. Rabbi said, no, that's not Chil Shabbos. Chazal only asked a koil shel shir, koil shel shir. And Rashi explains, ne'imos, koil shel ne'imos, it's pleasant, it's to the beat, it's a pleasant sound. Only this Chazal asked. And Rabbi seemed to think, that even any coil which you create, any coil which you make on Shabbos is asa. And we see from the Hamshach, Gemara, the Gemara asks, kashas backwards and forwards. That's it. The Gemara says that if a person is guarding over Paris and birds are coming to eat up the Paris, shouldn't go like this to the birds, to chase the birds away. We see from here, even stomach noise is asa. Oh, no, there's a different reason there. Because he might throw stones at the birds and that involves different Issa. So that's what Chazal said. But the Issa of a coil, the Issa of Ashmas Kol is only by a pleasant sound. And so the Gemara has different 4 or 5 kashas. The Gemara asks, so we see any sound is also. And the Gemara says, no, only a sound which is pleasant. One of them is a very interesting one, scientific one. You know, when you got, they used to have an interesting keli, then, you know, if you have a straw or a tube filled with water and you block the top side, the water won't be able to drip out because the air can't come in. So I had like an interesting keli, which was a tube at the top, yeah. And then it went wide at the bottom. And at the bottom, it had like loads of holes, like a shower head. A bit like a shower head. And you put your finger on top, the water can't come out. But if you take your finger out, then it drips out. So they used to use it sometimes to help people fall asleep. People need like, it's called white noise, like background noise. You can get nowadays noise machines. Noise machines, it makes like noise of a forest or of a sea or birds, waves. So they used to like use this keli to do a tip-tip sound, drip it onto a piece of metal or something, is to calm people down and make them fall asleep. So that is definitely also. That's Hashmas Kol, a pleasant sound, which is also Gzera Shema Yisak and Kleshim. If you use that keli to wake people up, yeah, it's a harsh sound, that's definitely Mutter. That's Machlokes. Ulla holds all the Hashmas Kol is also, and Rabba holds only Hashmas Kol, which is Derech Shira. Now, how do we pass Kol Meister? So, we'll get to that. But it's a different category. yeshiva wake up with a bell. We'll get the bell soon. Bell is a kelim yuchad l'kol. We'll get it soon. So when it comes to halacha l'maaseh, Rabbeinu Chananel, yeah, says he passes like Ola. All Moses also. Ola Shmuel is called also. Even knocking on a door will be also on Shabbos. And the Gaon goes l'maaseh. But the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, he goes with the makilim, with the Shita Sarif. The only dafka deach shira is also. So according to the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch, halacha l'maaseh, Hashmas kol is only asa if it's deach shira. So knocking on the door, banging on the bima, ato yatzarato, the guy bangs on the bima, noise, making noise to wake somebody up, even catch attention by banging your fork, your knife, or your cup on the table. You want to call for attention or make quiet. It's all mutter. That's Hashmas kol, but it's not a pleasant Hashmas kol. It's not Hashmas kol which can bring on to shem yisak and kleshe. Now, even though it's only also when it's derech shira, the Ramah brings a shit in the Rishonim, that a keli which is meyuchat for koil, a keli which is meyuchat, that's his whole shemesh. His whole shemesh is it makes noise. A cup is made to drink, so you're not to make noise with a cup if you need noise, if it's not derech shira. But a keli which is meyuchat, like you said, a bell is meyuchat to make noise. That is also. Yeah, that's what the Ramah says. He brings from the Sefer Ogo. Now, the Bi'ah Locha struggles very much with this Ramah. Why is Asa? Mamanashach. If you pass like all noise is Asa, all noise is Asa. Kelam Yichud, not Kelam, all noise is Asa. If you pass like Rava, the only noise which brings pleasant sound and musical sounds is Asa, then what's enough command if it's me? Yichud l'kol, it's not me, Yichud l'kol. The bell is not making musical sound, it's not making pleasant sound, it's waking people up. But Lamaisa, the Ramah paskins like this, and Nam Shem Bruce says that this is what the Ramah paskins, and this is the halacha there. Keli, which is meyuchat for noise, it's going to be also. So, a bell, an old-fashioned bell, with a, what's it called? A glekel, well, it will be also on Shabbos, because it's a keli which is meyuchat for koil, so you can't use it, not for shira, and not for stam noise, even not for harsh and loud noise, to wake people up, it'll be also. A door knocker is an example. You know, they have these big rings, sometimes with like a line with an open mouth. It's just made to make noise. It's a keli which is meyuchat to make noise. So if it's just a handle which is around there, and you use the handle to make noise, that's fine. Because you're using a handle to make a noise which is not derech shira. If you're using a door knocker, then it'll be also. Another example is, it's a door that makes the noise. It's a knocker which knocks against the door. So that piece is
the
noise, must be a combination between the two of them, because it's knocking on it which makes the noise.
The door without the other one makes noise.
Yeah.
The door without the
other one
makes noise.
If you've got a door without knocking, it makes noise.
The knocker is put there to make noise, so it's a kelam yuchad l'shira. Another example, the Sefer Halacha brings, not again nowadays, used to have shamashim, used to go around fatuks early in the morning to wake up the olim. So they had a special stick, a clapper. Yes, yeah, so we know the shtetl, it's lichas, but even not shtetl, it's lichas. Yeah, well, they used to clap on the doors, knock on the doors and the windows, and wake people up. Now this keli is a kelam yuchad for koil. Even if you're going to say, let's say there's an Erev in town, he's going around to wake the Olam up, but you can't wake the Olam up with a keli, yuchad l'kol. So on Shabbos he has to use his voice. Or some Shemoshim had a special Shabbos digger clapper. It's not yuchad l'kol, it's yuchad for Shabbos, but the Pasuk can bring this. So again, to summarize what we learned so far, which is going to get to drumming and clapping, that Hashmas koil, halach alamayz will be Pasuk, if it's a pleasant sound, it's osa. So when a person's going to drum to himself, to Zmiras Shabbos, he's going to drum on the table, so he's making a sound, which goes along with the song, goes along with a shir, and that is also. But if it's a sound that's not got to do with singing, he's knocking on the door, he's banging on the bima, he's calling attention, he's getting the Olim quiet, that is mutter, and it's not going to go into Issa Vashmaska. So drumming on a table on Shabbos. Oh, very good, we're going to get to it soon. Nowadays, taking cliche, we're going to get to it soon. When I'm going to speak about clapping and dancing, I'll get to it. But I want to summarize drumming. So, drumming on a table with the Zmir Shabbos falls under the category of Hashmas Koil Derech Shira, Derech Shira, which is also Midra Bonon, Shvus, Shemi, Sakin, Kleshe. That is one Indian. That is another Indian, which is a similar Gzera, is clapping and dancing. Even without the making noise aspect, clapping and dancing to music is something which can also bring a person onto being masakin a klei sheh on Shabbos. Is in the Geah nowadays, the famous Tosfos in Beitza, the Tosfos says, B'yameinu, ain't onu b'kiyin b'tikin klei shir. We're not boki exactly how to make klei shir, maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure if the reason is because in those days the klei shir were more primitive, so it was easier to make, or maybe nowadays we're less knowledgeable, so we're less, we don't know how to make klei shir. Either way, Tosfos says, B'yameinu, we're not boki in making klei shir. So Tosfos says, the gzera of clapping and dancing is not again nowadays. Tosfos doesn't say it on a Shmuas Koil. Tosfos only says it on clapping and dancing. Clapping and dancing brings the person into the Shira mood, and he might create a cliche. He might make a cliche. This is B'meinu not B'kien. Now Rav Haigon says a different heter. Rav Haigon says, even though you're not allowed to clap and dance on Shabbat, Shem is second cliche, the Chvoid HaTorah on Simchas Torah, when they take the Sefer Torah out, and they say special, no, we have the main thing is our kofas, it seems like they have special zmiras and special piyutim they said L'chvoid HaTorah, and people used to clap and dance whilst they said those piyutim. So Rav Haigon says, L'chvoid HaTorah Chazal Din Nasa. So, this Yosef says, we see from Rav Haigon, when it's not L'chvoid HaTorah, and it's still Asa, even nowadays. So, we've got a machlokes here. Tosfos says, nowadays, Bizman Hazeh, it's not Negea the Issa of clapping and dancing. Tosfos in Beitza. Rav Haigon says, the Pasuk can bring him, Oli L'chvoid HaTorah is Asa. Oli L'chvoid HaTorah is Mutter, so other things also. So, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Rav Haigon, you're not allowed to clap, you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. Shabbos second. By the way, dancing doesn't mean the outer circle by a chasana. It means the inner circle, where you lift your leg off the ground. You lift both your legs off the ground, you're then jumping into there, that's considered dancing. Walking around, stand walking to a beat, to a tune is not called dancing. But clapping and dancing on Shabbos is asa, shami sakin klei shir. The Ramah says, we see nowadays people are not makbud on it, so we shouldn't be moicha, because first he says, they're not going to listen to you anyway. Motiv shi shogin value mazid. But then he says, you want to see melamed schus on people. There's a Tosfos says that his man is there, son of Geah. So, you can't. The reason why people are noig lahakul is because Tosfos says, son of Geah, his man is there. So he's not. We have to know. The Shechanoch and the Mishnah Berurah says, the halacha is, you're not allowed. Not allowed to clap and dance. Because people are makel, the Ramon says, you know, I'll be telling you the reason is because of Tosfos says, son of Geah, his man is there. So I'll go through another few kulos which explain why we attack a mekel bezman hazeh, and especially why the kehillas hasidim they're very stark mekel and mamash cannot ignore the whole issa of clapping and dancing when it comes to zmiras Shabbos. And we'll see later the makaris why. The Rambam says even if you hold it's also kelacha yad itzmuta. If you do it with the shinu itzmuta, so clapping with the back of your hand, or if you usually bang on the table, anything which is different than the way you usually clap or bang on Shabbos is muta, because then there's no issa shem or yavoi the second kleishir. So those who are makbid not to clap and dance on Shabbos, kelachayad, you see them dancing, you see them clapping kelachayad, or if they usually clap like that, anything which is different than the way they usually clap, soft clapping, anything which is different than the way they usually clap. Now, back to the original issa of clapping, the Orcha Shulchan, which was from the Litter, in the Litvisha, he says very stark that the whole issa of clapping and dancing is b'chlam al-nageh b'zman hazeh, not only because of Tosfos' reason, because we're not bokin in the second klesheh. He says, the whole issa of jumping and dancing to song on Shabbos is, in those days, they had special dancers, which was it fit in with the song. It wasn't stump dancing like we dance in a circle, any song. It fit in with the song, it was to the beat, and I don't know. He says, it was a different type of dancing. That type of dancing brings you to make klesheh. Stump dancing and stump clapping is not bringing to make cliche. If you have special, it's called the body movements, and they move the evore aguf to the beat of the song, yeah, and they clap to the beat and they dance to that beat. That is going to bring them to the second cliche. So Orach Hashulchan says, "Bizman hazeh, besides the reason of Tosfos that we're not boki in making cliche, bizman hazeh, besides that, the whole oifen of dancing and clapping on Shabbos." Is a oifen which Chazal never asked, because Chazal only asked a clapping and dancing which brings towards which is more gurim to klesheh. Another color is the Eishel Avron, the Bachacharov, you know, the bottom of Shulchan Aruch, and the Minchas Eluzef and the Munkacha. They both say the heter to dance lechvoid haTorah is not only lechvoid haTorah, even Simchas Chasim Vekala. That is brought down the boat, even Simchas Chasim Vekala. So they say Madoch Simchas Chasim Vekala, which is the Simcha of human beings. We make all the dance and to clap on Shabbos. Kolchim, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, when it comes to Avos Hashem, you're not allowed to clap and dance. So they say both very stark when it comes to davening and Zmiras Shabbos. I think the Munkach even speaks about Tishn, when you get together to sing Zmiras and a good day Shabbos, and to be known to be Misaleh and Avodas Hashem with a chabur of people, then Kolchken, it's not worse than Simchas Chosn Vekali. He brings a vote from the Ari HaKadosh. The Ari HaKadosh says, Tachas Hashaleh Avodas Hashem Elekecho, Besimcha V'tuv Levav. But Kant Ari HaKadosh says, a person's got to serve Hashem Besimcha more than the Simcha that he has from his Gashmiz Digatz Lochas. If a person is happy that he's successful in life in whatever he has, his Simcha Avodas Hashem has to be even more than that. Tachas Hashaleh Avodas Hashem Elekecho, Besimcha Mei Roiv Koil, even more than the Roiv Koil that you have. If a person has Roiv Koil, every person has Roiv Koil, every person has Brocha in his life, and he should be happy about it. Semech b'chelkoi. A person has to be even more happy with the Rabbanu Shloilem. So says the Bechacha, says the Ish Lavrom, Ma'adach Simchas Chosn V'Kala, which is a Roiv Koil. You know what I mean? People getting married, moving on in life, you're allowed to clap and dance, L'chvoid Chosn V'Kala. Kolchken, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, as Hashem Alekecho B'Simcha V'Tuv Levov, and Avada, it's a mitzvah, and you're allowed to clap and dance on Shabbos Kodesh. So again, to be Mesakim the end of clapping and dancing, Be'etzem, using, you know, dry halacha, it falls into the issa of Shem Yisakim Kleishir. We know Tosva says it's not a Geber's Manazeh, but Shchnoch Paskon says it's not a Geber's Manazeh. The Orcha Sholchan says it's not a type of dancing the Chazal Asad. So that's why it's Mekel. And the Eish Lavram and the Munkach say, and the Chazal Asad say, that Bechlal, any Tzorech Mitzvah, any Kovod or Oineg, Shabbos, or anything that comes from Avos Hashem, person does L'Shem Shemayim, is also more that doesn't fall under the category. So that's why we take a seat in different kehillas. People follow the Mishnah Berurah Adasof. Mishnah Berurah is Mamash Oli Mekel Simchas Torah. Mamash Oli Mekel Simchas Torah. And he says, any other time, Oli Bikilachiyad, don't rely on the Minig that the Ramos says, don't rely on Tosfos. Oli Kilachiyad is Mutter. You should stick to the halacha of the Gzera of Chazal, of Eimer Tapchin ve Eimer Rakten. No clapping and no dancing. Those who follow the type of kehillas of the Ish Lavram and the Munkacha, for them it's Mefurish. Avodas Hashem, Zmiras Shabbos, and Tefillah of the Kabbalah Shabbos doesn't fall under the category of Bechlal. Then I saw another thing. Even if you are machme, Ben Hashmoshes, we're not machme on certain Shavuos Mokeh Mitzvah. So by Kabbalah Shabbos, not yet, it's still Ben Hashmosh, it's not on Kabbalah Shabbos yet, so it's still another reason to make up. Al Chadoidi, until Boy Vishalem. But this is a second one, the halachas of drumming, Hashmas Koil, which is also only Derech Shira, unless it's a Kelam Yuchad Lekach, also even not Derech Shira, and clapping and dancing, which is also, unless it's Kelach Hayad, the Tzorech Mitzvah. What's considered the Tzorech Mitzvah depends who the Poskim that you follow, what's considered the Tzorech Mitzvah. Shkoyech, Chaltav.
Yeah.
Four?
Can we use it to